All who come to this happy place, welcome.
Sonoma Sun FM presents. Live from Sonoma, California.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Tim Livingston.
Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it all back.
Pete Livingston.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And Sam.
I want you to remember this face here, okay? This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Taking you into Monday the only way they know how.
By Alex! Oh!
With love.
Now go to that voodoo that you do somewhere!
Those Livingston Brothers. On Sonoma Sun FM, KSVY 91.3 Sonoma.
We ballin', boy.
Hit high and deep in the left center field. On the move is Bourgeois. He is looking up, and it is out of here.
Unbelievable.
Pablo Sandoval with a two-run home run is 15. And the Giants take a two-run lead.
It's a Canes thing, and you would not understand.
A lot of the guys who played the University of Miami will go down as some of the greatest players to ever play in the National Football League. Ever. Ever. It all happens only at the UB.
You can't see this because we don't have the webcam up yet.
Throwing it up.
But we're throwing it up right now.
Ponzi schemes?
Whatever.
Don't care.
Screw your Ponzi schemes.
Throwing up to you.
And screw the fact that we don't have access to our drops.
Haters.
To our Facebook page.
Haters. Get them.
We don't. We Get don't got em. It. We don't got Get it. Em.
Tim's got a little drop of saliva.
I am, because I am pissed off.
Connecting from his upper lip to the microphone.
It ain't right.
And I like it.
We were the people. We are entertaining these people with our drops.
Spitting hot fire.
It does not. Pete, we can't play Andres Cantor yelling goal at the end of the show now.
Get him.
We can't say how hype we are right now.
Nope.
We cannot say that Larry's clear.
Nope.
We cannot say that we dreamed it in our head.
No. Nope. That's just messed up.
Okay.
Nope.
We cannot say bleep the Knicks.
Nope.
We can't say wear your curly mustache at.
Can't say it.
All right. We cannot say anything is possible.
Nuh-uh.
We cannot say that 60% of the time it works every time.
Uh-uh.
We can't say that it's science.
Nope.
We cannot say no, 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 no.
Nope.
And we cannot say goal.
Nope.
Why?
You know what else we can't say?
What?
I'm so hype right now.
No!
Damn. Just for you, baby.
We'll just have
you
to
know
tough
what?
It out.
Coincidence? I think not.
No! You know what? The man is holding us down right now.
The man
now.
Is holding us down.
God.
You're heating up. You're heating up on the microphone,
Look at
Tim.
This, man. Jesus.
Heating up
it's
on
going
the
beyond
microphone.
The meter right now. You can't see this.
You know what? You know what? We're ballin' boys. That's why we're
us and the
up.
U.
Man.
We are the West Coast Miami University.
We are, man. LLBU.
We have no keyboard.
LLBU.
We have no mouse.
No.
We have no more funding.
They're taking our jibs.
We
they didn't take our jibs.
We got nothing.
Gosh.
But we're still riding dirty.
We are still riding
About
dirty.
About as dirty as three white boys from Sonoma can ride in public radio.
Except that we're not from Sonoma. We're from Boys Hot Springs.
I'm
Pete's from
Sonoma.
Sam and I are from Boys Hot
East
Springs.
East meets right. West.
Gosh.
A lot of big things happening.
Yeah, really. Like us not having the ability to talk about our show in live time like we do on Facebook all the time.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys. If any... Can't be on Facebook right now. So
and I
can't...
don't even have my phone to check in on Facebook.
Yeah,
so I'm
so
sorry.
It's... So there's been some recent changes at the radio station. We are sad to announce...
So we're trying to work with it the best we can. We're going to have to figure out our changes in the week to come. Big changes afoot at Pete and mine's favorite university, in all of college football.
I applied there and I was denied.
Yeah, Pete applied.
My 2.2 GPA coming out of high school did not get me into the University of
Miami. Which is
funny
because it's the U for college football players.
Yeah. They hold them to different standards.
Yeah.
Ponzi schemes.
Ponzi schemes.
Prostitution.
Yes.
Probably lots of Air Jordans.
Probably.
Private yachts.
Yes.
Cocaine.
Yes. Strippers.
Probably some Nintendo 64s.
I would say at least two Nintendo GameCubes. I would say at least six PlayStation 2s. I don't think there was a Dreamcast involved. I think it was strictly Nintendo or Sony. Maybe an Xbox.
I think maybe an original Xbox.
Yes.
Maybe back in
02.
Kind of a little tough. I don't know. Miami University Ponzi scheme I can't research a man's name because we can't even access the internet.
Nope.
But there's a gentleman who over the course of about a decade was the number one booster for the University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Not just giving money for the football program, but also the basketball program and everything
else.
Yeah,
five programs in all, it sounds like.
And he ran a Ponzi scheme.
During this time.
Which grossed almost $1 billion.
$900 million.
Yeah, it was $965 million. And he was just throwing this. Basically, I mean, it was just a way to get rich people to invest, you know, a couple million dollars here and there. A lot of athletes, David Akers, or Akers, how do you say it?
Akers. Green Akers.
Got invested almost $4 million into a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And what happens is these guys who run these schemes get acquainted with multimillionaires, whether they're athletes. Athletes have been major targets because they don't really have
disposable
retirement
income. Yeah.
Investments for the most part. And they get them to buy in to some type of bogus investment company, you name it. But it's just a front as a way to
launder money.
Launder money. Receive money and then just say, oh, you know, we lost it all on all these investments, when really all they're doing is they're just taking the money, spending it, and then creating a quote-unquote loss. And this guy was able to get almost $1 billion running one of these schemes.
Yep.
Just jacking money, literally stealing money from people. And then he, I don't know how he got caught. I really don't know how.
But he raked up almost a million earned from this scheme, a billion earned. And a good chunk of the money was funneled out to a large majority of UM athletes. 72 have been named, but there's a lot of people who think there's even more than that. And this is under Larry Coker's watch, and the song that we played by the rap group No Good,
loving it,
was a remake of their one-time hit. They were a one-hit wonder Ballin' Boy, and that was a song about the 2002 Miami Hurricanes.
You mean the remix?
The remix was going to the Rose Bowl in 2003 to face Nebraska. That was that song. Ed Reed was on that team. Jeremy Shockey's on that team.
Basically, it was
Ken Dorsey, Willis McGahee. I mean, you name it. There was basically a large group of guys who went on to be all-pro players.
I think
John Vilma was on that team. I mean, it is a long, long list. Vince Wilfork, I think, was on that team.
They had
Frank Gore on that team. They had Clinton Portis on that team.
Yep. I mean, don't even forget about Sean Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Sean Taylor.
The best
30,
safety.
30.
Would have arguably have been one of the greatest safeties.
He would have. Yeah, I mean, and that team, basically, and now a lot of the star players haven't been named. It's been a lot of supporting role players that have been named by this guy. I can't remember his first name either, but it's If anyone knows the guy's name, 707-933-9133.
Do a little research for us. Yeah. Figure out who the gentleman is who just went to jail.
So the reason why we're talking about this, obviously, is because it's actually twofold for me personally. One, Miami football, hate him or love him, is basically what college football was all about throughout the 80s. And a lot of people love Notre Dame and Nebraska and all that. But the University of Miami basically took on all comers whenever they wanted to, and they had to build their program from the bottom up, and they turned into a national powerhouse. And they were the first team to really build it up the way that they did. And they were called a college dynasty. All right. Now, there were dynasties before, obviously, Bear Bryant's Alabama team, some of the great Notre Dame teams of the 40s.
Army Navy,
obviously the Staubach years.
I would have played, probably whatever team I would have played on.
Exactly.
Northeast Dakota Tech State from New Mexico
would have led Pete to the Division VI championship.
Of Puerto Rico,
yes.
So we would just kind of play on our own little island within the other independent colleges.
Yeah.
We would have been a dynasty
exactly.
if I would have gone there.
Now, the interesting thing about all this is that Tuesday, a soon-to-be family member, Justin Sievert, who works for a...
Was he part of the Ponzi scheme?
No, but he
good
is...
Good for him.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
much did he get?
Yeah, tons of money.
I think that's how...
Pete, you do realize Justin's a lawyer and he can sue you for libel or slander right now.
Well, he can take all, like, $2 to my name and have himself...
But Justin's going to be a part of the Tuesday morning show with Ken Brown.
No way. What's he doing?
And he's going to talk about...
Jessica's fiance?
Yeah. He's going to talk... He is an attorney at a law firm that specializes in litigation for the NCAA.
Now, no
They do not do anything on the higher level. They're one
Can
of the smaller litigation. It's 2 a.m. back there, so he's not going to be up anytime.
If he's working on the Ponzi case...
He's not working on the Ponzi case.
He should be.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that is handled by a much larger law firm with a lot more staff than the staff.
Can't
he's
be much
on.
Bigger than his because he is an amazing human being.
He is. And he's working for this firm. He mainly deals with kind of the Division II or the mid-major level. So not maybe like the top 50.
Not Ponzi scheme worthy.
Not Ponzi scheme worthy.
Not yet.
But he has been interviewed for insight into some of these other cases that have gone on in the NCAA as a representative, as a litigation attorney for like an NCAA. Pete, abuse.
You kind of just heard. I heard like a little.
Pete just struck my brother.
Sam was staring off into space, so I just pushed
Sam.
His forehead.
Sam, right now,
I was watching that person going by.
Sam is now planning his revenge on Pete. No, but he's going to come on. He's going to talk about the scandal that has involved the University of Miami. That will be at length.
That was in my head that time.
That was a high five.
But he's going to talk about the University of Miami at length. He's going to talk about what's happening at the Ohio State University. He's also going to talk about what happened to USC. And there's some other stuff kind of on the smaller scale that he's been a part of that we'll kind of get into with the basics of what his job is about.
Nice. So in a way... Livingston Brothers is connected to the NCAA, and we have insider sources and information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the University of Miami. That's basically what we're saying.
Yep.
So we are now an official legitimate source.
Which means that Dan Le Batard can call us to go on his show tomorrow.
That's right. We are now an official NCAA sanctioned source for material. I hope we can make it somehow to the ESPN ticker.
A pants optional source of material.
That's right. We should be... I'm really hoping that maybe within the next few minutes, ESPN will be calling to set up a interview. Probably we'll get on Around the Horn.
Da-na-na.
PTI.
Yep.
Jim Rome is burning.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe the 5-minute hot seat on ESPN, the Coors Light 5-minute hot seat, whatever it's called. Then maybe we can have a little segment on ESPN News. I think we're going to be busy people.
I kind of think that at some point we will be the first ever. Wow.
I hope no one can smell that from whoever's listening.
Pete, you know, for someone who claimed so long that the microphone you talked into was rubbed up against someone's ass.
I heard, I think, a pipe burst somewhere in here.
Wow. 707-933-9133.
If you can fix broken pipes.
If you can fix broken pipes. Actually, we want you guys to call in and kind of talk about not only what's going on with Miami. Obviously, it's a huge story. But with college football literally only a couple of weeks away, and we know we have some college football fans that listen to the show.
And if you know how to run a Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
If you are running one, please call us. Fill us in. How does one work?
Exactly. Now, the reason we're bringing this up to you is because...
We need money.
We do. We need a lot of money. No. But in all honesty, we want you guys to talk about what your thoughts are on college football going forward. Because
or if you don't even care about
college
football.
Or if you don't care about it. And that's actually... I'm kind of getting to that point. I hate to say... I do have the teams I like.
The pageantry is gone.
But it really is. I really don't care for much of what goes on in the NCAA right now, because the NCAA, as a bureaucratic oversight to...
It's like a microcosm of our government.
It really is. They really do not understand...
It's greed, baby.
It's all about a top level. In this case, a lot of it... is all the affiliates with the BCS, mainly the SEC, getting a lot of money from these TV contracts, and they're not really sharing it with any of the other schools, and they're really making it a top-heavy, you know, college
football. What does it sound like? This sounds familiar.
Isn't this something?
That's weird. Yeah. Sam, what are your thoughts on, do you care about NCAA football as of right now? Do you care?
I do. I love college football, but I know nothing about it.
That's cool.
That's good. Fine. You know what? Keep that innocence.
I'm still...
Keep that innocence.
Don't... Yeah.
Don't fall in love.
If you want... If you feel
Ed
like...
Reed's returnability.
If you feel like...
He was a 99 in NCAA 03.
Researching a Ponzi scheme, though, Sam?
Mm-hmm. Watch the other guys.
We could get a little money.
Wow.
We could get a little
Pete,
money.
Pete giving really horrible... monetary advice.
How long do you
I'm
think
scheming
until,
as we speak?
How long do you think until high school you start doing this?
Thank you. I can already see the private schools starting to put money into each other.
Ponzi schemes. Yeah. Parents running Ponzi schemes.
But that's building it's schools. Really interesting to think that.
Awesome.
Obviously the Miami
man.
Now the reason Shapiro is the guy's last name. I can't remember what the hell his first name is, but Shapiro. Basically came out while he was in jail. What a surprise. He's already jailed for this. He might as well come out and talk about it. But he basically said that he was given money left and right, hand over fist, gifts, trips.
Even to the president. They had the president, dude.
Yeah. Coaches,
the
players.
The president of the university. They said that they have a picture of the two of them at like a bowling alley, and he wrote her like a $75,000 check.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a picture of it. Like, it's irrefutable. Like, you can't deny, like, it's there.
So that's our hot topic tonight.
And she's just, like, salivating on it. Yeah. That, and then we got the Little League World Series.
Yeah, that's our hot topic tonight. We want to talk about the state of college football. And 3 weeks away from the beginning of the season. Does anybody give a damn? All right? Call in 707-933-9133. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what your thoughts are. If you care, if you don't care, who you like, who you don't like.
Silence is okay, too.
Whatever.
If
you guys don't want to call in.
That's okay.
And you want to sit on your hands and not do anything except applaud when the show is over, that's cool, too. But this is a show where we like to have fan interaction. We want to reach out and touch you. Through our microphones.
Without pants on.
So, Little League World Series.
Hold on, I'll be all right.
I was getting texts
out of here
all day as Sam realizes he has to poo.
Just go, man.
But we were getting texts. I was getting texts from my buddy Travis talking about how Mexico walked off today to get to the international semifinal, or the international final, I guess.
Nice. I know Canada lost to, like,
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
We're looking for Venezuela, not Fernando Valenzuela, for Venezuela. But our team from Billings,
Are they still in it?
Still in.
Oh.
U.S. semis. Okay. So they're going to play three games next week to win. They've won six games. They've won every one of the Little League World Series
no
games.
No way.
Yep. They're 6-0.
I think the key is that I haven't watched them yet. And so
yeah.
Still
I think we need to not watch them until the final.
Oh, my God.
Just like how we
Montana,
can't go to any Giants games.
You know how cool?
I'm
even if they run up against California, I hope they scrape California.
Yes. I kind of do, too, because the
I hope
team that
do.
We were hoping got there, Petaluma, with our little cousins playing on it, they didn't make it because they
shout
were knocked out by Red Bluff.
To Connor
Klemenak, who's going to be a freaking stud at Casa Grande High School in 3 years. He'll start making all-league and all-empire
teams.
Sonoma
needs to become a private school so we can just recruit all the kids from Napa and Santa Rosa.
Yes.
Because that's what happens in Sonoma.
Speaking of which, Pete, someone that we know well, someone that you played baseball with.
Who?
Brett Wallace.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I know.
Who is he?
I mean, he plays baseball, I guess. He
what's his deal? Triple A.
So he wasn't a part of the San Francisco Giants. Almost swept at the hands of the Houston Astros.
They used to be good.
I mean, they won today, but they needed extras. Okay. But this is a team that now has, I think.
They're only 2.5 back.
Half of their starting lineup
and they're
their
only
closer,
2.5 back.
All in the DL, and they are only 2.5 back. And, I mean, you're talking about. You don't have your center fielder. You don't have your right fielder in Carlos Beltran. You don't have your second baseman. Okay. Really don't have a shortstop. You have Orlando Cabrera, but he's
like 44.
He's a shovel of shortstop. You don't have Buster Posey. All right.
Like, how hard is it to go find a semi-decent shortstop that's not 38,
well,
that's
this,
not 30?
This is
how,
why.
Seriously, how hard out of all the farm systems in Major League Baseball, how hard is it to find a shortstop that can bat at least 245,
mm-hmm.
250?
Well,
you know what I mean? How difficult is that? Apparently, with the Giants,
very difficult.
That's like asking me to jump from here to the moon.
I kind of feel like I could bat sixth for that team right now.
I could play shortstop for the Giants right now. That's a lie. I could not. But if I could pinch hit for the shortstop, I could probably do better.
I'll tell you why, and the reason I'll tell you why is because
Sam has a yearbook.
If the Giants had to go out and get a shortstop, they'd have to overpay for that shortstop. They had to give up two players for Jeff Kepinger. Two players.
Yeah, they got him
for
a
guy who is a middling second baseman, a guy who hits the emptiest 300 since Juan Pierre. Okay, so you're talking about someone who is worth two players, and two of them that were half decent prospects, guys who could start on a lower level major league team. So that's your high end triple A guys, your low end major league guys, and they traded two of those guys for someone who's barely above replacement level in Jeff Kepinger. So if you have to go out and get a shortstop that has a glove and that is, you know, barely getting over that Mendoza line, barely getting on base 30% of the time, you're actually having to give up a lot to get that guy. The asking price for Jose Reyes was four players to start and two top prospects. I mean, that's ridiculous. The Giants
from
had
the
to
Mets.
Give up. The Giants had to give up their best pitching prospect for a guy who they know is going to walk at the end of the season, and they are going to get zero compensation for him, and they had to give up a couple million dollars, too. I mean,
for who?
For Carlos Beltran. So the return on the Giants' investment, if they need to go out and get a shortstop,
well, it all
is
depends.
Going to be a large sum to get for that investment.
It all depends.
So.
If they make the playoffs.
Well, here's the thing, and a lot of people are saying, oh, they just need to get to the playoffs. Well, has anybody seen either the Braves or the Phillies lately? The Giants just went into Atlanta.
Like, honestly, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't matter.
Once you're in the playoffs, though, it doesn't matter. And that's a
small sample size. It's a small sample size, and you can't predict what happens because of the fact it's a small sample size. And that's fact because the Giants did it last year. But there is a sense that if you are going to get hot at the same time, the Giants are going to have that lightning strike again to everybody
in
that lineup.
But here's the thing. They don't need that to win in the playoffs. Here's the reason why. I'll tell you why is because they have the arguably they still have the best starting five rotation in all of it. I said it last year. Everybody was saying they're gonna get. They were picked to lose against the Braves. They were picked and I said they have a better starting rotation than anybody. I would pick them over. I picked them over the Braves. And it's not because I'm a homer. It's because honestly, I could sit there and say Tim Lincecum will beat anybody they have
now,
and Matt Cain will beat anybody that they have. All you need from Jonathan Sanchez is a semi-decent game where he's not walking
right now,
eight people.
Right now,
he will win.
Sanchez is not going to be a part of this postseason rotation.
Well, and then
it's going to be Bumgarner and Vogelsong as your third and fourth.
And that's fine. And you think about that, you're like, okay, you're going to at least get back around to Matt Cain and Tim Lincecum again. Okay,
if you decide to pitch Tim Lincecum on short rest.
Say you just go four people. You just go four pitchers. You go like New York Yankees style, like 2004 or whenever the last time they won it. Or not the last time they won it, but the time before that. When they did, they just went, okay, we'll have like three or four starting pitchers, and we'll just ride them. And they did. Well, and the thing is, the Giants can do that. Cain is young. Okay, Lincecum is still young. Okay, Vogelsong is young.
32.
Bumgarner is young.
Bumgarner is very young.
Okay. And you can do it. I would pick that. I would pick if somebody's like, okay, we have to face Lincecum twice. We have to face Cain twice. Think about that. That's going to be four guaranteed. I would bet that against anything.
Well, here's why I'm going to disagree with you. And it's not because I'm a cynic, it's because two guys that they're going to have to face at some point, regardless of where they fall, if they win the West. If they win the West, the team that they're going to have to face is the Braves. Because the Braves will have the option to play in the second, as the wild card team, will have to play actually the second best team in all the National League. And even though the Brewers are doing well, it still looks like the team that wins the NL West is going to end up with the second best record in the National League. So that means if the Giants win the NL West, they have to face the Braves again. And I hate to say it.
Would you pick the Braves over the Giants?
Right now?
No, because you're starting at zero again.
Yeah, I know I'm starting.
Think about it. It's like starting at zero again. A month and a half from now.
Here's how they're going to win, okay? If they realize right now, which they should, that Aubrey Huff needs to sit on the bench like Barry Zito did last year, and Brandon Belt needs to start at first base, then that's going to be a huge boost to that
team.
Okay,
say they do that.
Okay, all right. If they do that, okay, if people can get healthy to the point where you have your starting rotation and your starting outfield, okay, and by starting outfield, I mean you have Pat Burrell back as either a replacement off the bench,
platoon,
or a platoon guy. Okay, if you can have Beltran, Torres, and then a combination of Sheerholtz and Ross in left, depending on if you want to put Burrell in there late as a pinch hitter, I like their chances a lot better. But you also have to factor in that the pitching staffs that they'll be facing in the playoffs include the three other best pitching staffs in the National League. And you're talking about a starting rotation in Philadelphia that's one of the best in the last 10 years as far as the top three goes. They might not be good 1-5 like the Giants are, but 1-3.
Okay, but then think about this. Middle relievers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I would still pick the Giants. And
that's
then even with his woes, I would still pick Brian Wilson. So you
that's
just look
fine.
At that, and but you saw last year in the playoffs, if somebody got into trouble, they had guys that could go 6-7 innings.
But Pete, Brian Wilson is now on the DL with an inflamed elbow, and I'm sorry to say it, but that is an injury that can easily come back to haunt him this late in the season. And on top of that, you have two guys, and depending on if Cole Hamels can get back from this dead arm, two guys who don't need relievers in Lee and Halliday to go the distance. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, they have three very good starting pitchers, and then they have some very good bullpen players. And then in Atlanta, if you can get through the first six innings with a lead, they have a 7th, 8th, and 9th guy that is the best closing trio in all of baseball. So you need to get at these teams early, and the Giants have not done that at all this year. They have not gotten their offense good to go early. And I hate to say it, but
what is their record in 1 and 2 run ball games?
One run ball games, they have a great record.
And that is all you need in playoffs.
And that's
and
fine.
And that's how you win.
But there can
And I will take that. And that's the biggest stat. I know you can't measure that stat, and you said it's luck. Then they have the most luck in all of Major League Baseball.
Well,
and that's how they're going to win.
Yeah.
Because in those situations, great. The Phillies beat everybody by 9-10 runs. Congratulations. But when it comes down to it, when it's 1-run ball games, 2-run ball games, what do? They poo down their leg. For lack of the better word, they poo right down their leg.
707-933-9133 if you felt
if
the warmth
wrong,
of poo down your leg.
If I'm wrong...
Well, no.
Let me know that I'm wrong,
but
that's what, unless they're up by 5-6 runs and they're just, oh man, we're cruising.
Yeah,
they're gonna lose.
I have.
They have shown it.
The one thing I'm going to say is, there is this sense. I mean, there is this sense. Last year, the Giants were able to beat both Cliffley and Roy Halladay the 3 times combined that they faced those two. 4 times, excuse me. The 4 times they faced them, they beat them all 4. And that is a rare feat, but it's also not unprecedented because of the fact of the playoff being a small sample size. But I caution Giants fans who get themselves into this frenzy about, oh, we need to go to the playoffs and then it's done. The other 3 teams in baseball, it's the same exact thing. And there's a lot more talent, inherent talent on those teams combined, offensively, defensively, pitching-wise, than the Giants have.
But I am not saying that it's a done deal.
I'm just
saying in any of those series,
I would, and
it's not me being a homer.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as last year. I would pick them just on defense. They play stingy defense, and they play, or they have phenomenal pitching.
Yeah.
And that, I mean... I know it's the old saying, but that is what wins championships. And you can, and yeah, maybe they're going to have a bunch of series just like last year outside of the World Series where they just happened to blow out Texas. These are going to be like 5-game series, 7-game series. But I would pick them. If somebody's like, okay, this series is going to go 7, who do you have? I'm going to say the Giants every single time.
And that really does come down to who they face in that 7-game series. If it is Philadelphia, if Philadelphia is going to have their guys going on rest, and if you have to say, I have to possibly face Roy Halladay 3 times, there is that chance. And it's tough. That is a tough proposition to look
really
down. But the Giants, they beat Halladay 2 times last year. They beat Lee 2 times last year in the playoffs, too. So we'll see what happens. But welcome to the Hot Stove League here on Los Livingston Brothers.
About as much baseball we've talked.
Baseball chalk talk. Mainly because we had to get our freaking grievances out. We have
no keyboard. We have no mouse.
I feel naked. And not in the way that people would like to think of me as naked. I feel naked. Right,
I wish somebody from the U. I wish like Warren Sapp was listening in.
Did you see the GIF that I showed you? The GIF file. Oh my God! It's the most.
Sam is like Sam left, got a yearbook, came back in, was chilling with the yearbook.
Sam is looking for content for this show right now. I think
he's digging. He's our mole right now.
But there's this fantastic GIF from the NFL Network's football desk show that Warren Sapp is a part of, where Michael Irvin came on to talk, and they formed the U sign together, and Michael Irvin had this cackling look on his face and was doing fist pumps, and it is the greatest GIF I've ever seen. So I posted
Irvin
on the Los Livingston Brothers page. The link is right there. Please look at it. It is one of the most phenomenal things that's on that site. And there's a lot of phenomenal things that's on our Facebook fan page. As a note from last week, the Facebook fan page, we did get to 150. In fact, we're almost, I think, 155 is our number now.
Oh, man.
We're
at 155?
As our legend continues to grow.
So we've already hit our goal of this week.
Yeah, so I mean, we're sitting pretty. Obviously, we look at the Facebook page and tell you exactly how many fans we had, but we can't. So right now, webcam that we had promised people is not operational with a website for you to look at said webcam. So, while we did say, yes, it is going to happen, it will not be for another couple of weeks. So, we will have to hold off on that for right now. You will have to think of us without pants on instead of seeing it.
Damn.
Which sucks. But what's also fantastic about it, the lack of pants, I should say, it's so freeing. It's so freeing to sit there with no pants on. You know, Pete, you talked about, what was it? You said you had a dream a couple of nights ago.
That's right.
And you need to, talk about this.
I had a dream about two nights ago where we were playing, we were us now, but we were playing Little League Baseball. Like, we were Little League Baseball playoffs.
Were we hitting left-handed?
We were, our team was down, like, this is where the dream kicked off. We were down a run, bottom of the sixth. We had a runner on first, and I remember you struck out.
Thanks.
Because this kid was throwing,
I hate you so much.
This kid was throwing puss, just kind of lobbing him up there, and you were just hacking, and you struck out because you were, like, the ball was kind of like bouncing in front of the plate, but you just wanted to jack one out so bad, you were just hacking anyway, and you struck out. And I was just like, Tim, no, dude, like, what? And you were just like, man, whatever, it won't happen next time. But I remember in my head was just thinking, dude, if we lose, there's not going to be a next time. And what ended up happening was, oh, no, you struck out, and then the kid that was up next, I was in the hole for whatever reason. I wasn't batting. They didn't bat you and I in sequential order.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other kid that was batting between us. He walked.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I was like, oh, no. I wanted to be up, you know, because I wanted to get on base because I knew that I was fast enough to that no little kid could, like, hose me at second.
It only takes four steps for Pete to get down to second.
I was like, no, you guys. Like, I was thinking, I'll get up, I'll walk, I'll go to first, and then I'll steal second, steal third, and then just put the ball in play and I'll score, tie the game.
Funny.
But the kid walked, so we had a runner on first, and then I went up to bat with one out, bottom of the sixth. And then it was one of those things where it was like ball one, ball two, ball three. I really didn't want to walk. I wanted to hit a home run.
So he popped it up.
I think I fouled off like a home run, and then I woke up. And it was horrible because I wanted that dream to keep going. I wanted to, like, hit this bomb off this little, like, six-year-old that was just lobbing the ball up to the plate.
Wow.
But that was my dream, and you struck out.
Thanks, Pete. That's great. I feel like such a champion now. Speaking of champions.
But that was my dream.
Speaking of champions, the Wine Country Baseball League ended this past Friday. Unfortunately, the Sonoma team that was in the final lost the game to Petaluma, and then winning 7-1.
Wow, we got
But Sonoma really did well in the semifinal. They hit a couple of jacks. They were really fantastic. Matt Simpson was fantastic, but they just couldn't take down Petaluma in the finale. And I have to say that it kind of made me sad as the announcer for that game.
You're such a wuss.
Hey, I mean, these are guys I freaking grew up playing baseball with. Like, when I was 8, 9 year olds.
You don't play ball with Matt Simpson.
Well, no, but like,
I played with Matt Simpson.
Jesse Asher's on that team. Yeah. Gabe Guzman, you know, Nick Cruz. These guys that, you know, it was just cool. It was cool to see a good level of baseball like that locally. I really did enjoy it. And I'm definitely looking forward to being a part of this going forward. And
That'll be fun.
It will be. Cool. I think it'll
That's
be cool.
That's a solid group of guys.
The league kind of fell in love with Arnold Field as a site, and I don't blame them because Mario does a fantastic job of keeping that thing in good shape to play on. So really cool stuff from Wine Country Baseball this year, and can't wait for next year. Should be cool.
I am going to the mall tomorrow.
You're going to the mall tomorrow?
I'm getting some new kicks, I think.
Are you gonna come say hi to your brother?
Working tomorrow?
Yes, I'm working tomorrow. I always work Mondays.
Yeah, I'll probably come on by and say what's up then.
Fantastic.
Might just have to. What time does the mall close tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Okay, perfect.
Yes, I'm off at 5 tomorrow.
Oh, you're off at 5?
Yes.
I'm
not going to meet me. That's fine.
Probably not going to be seeing you up there then.
Pete, do you know how disappointed I am in you right now?
Probably very disappointed.
Very disappointed. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm going on. Pete texted me all this stuff we were going to talk about on the show tonight.
Well, I can't research them because we don't have internet.
But
I'm thinking, I don't know. I might guess because I got some Clarks for work shoes. And they're supposed to be like these really nice. They're like 120-something bucks. They're supposed to be really nice, really good for your feet. Mm-hmm. And they felt phenomenal for like the first few days. Like no pain in my knees or in my feet.
Yeah.
Like I could just work on them all day. And it was just like amazing. And then after like a month of wearing them, like my feet were just like starting to hurt.
Yeah.
Getting like some aches and pains again. And I was like, man, this isn't working out. It's not supposed to be happening. These are supposed to be lasting for like ever. And then so I gave them back. I went and exchanged them because they have a warranty, crazy warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, you know what? Maybe those aren't for me. Maybe you need to go find me like some Air Force Ones, some black on black Air Force Ones. Maybe some.
Dude, maybe get you two per.
That's right.
Two per.
Maybe you need to go get me some like black Nikes.
Two per.
Maybe those specialty shoes aren't for me. I don't know. Maybe
I got some Nike Pegasus Airs that have been really good.
How much for those?
With the insoles, because I bought those two for extra padding
and
protection.
Sans insoles.
Sans insoles was $79.
Okay.
And they were good.
I could probably swing them.
One thing you realize is that when Pete and I stand on concrete for a living, and we're big guys. And, Pete, obviously, with his football background, he's already got kind of knees that might be a little bit weaker than others. Me, with my weight, is a little bit weaker than others.
So, whatever, dude. We're getting this down.
So
we're going to get this down.
So, our knees hate it when we're on concrete with no support whatsoever. But you give us a good shoe. If you guys got good shoe recommendations. Sam has left the building.
Sam!
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
For those of you who can't hear, Sam is in the bathroom.
No, he's not. Sam, what are you doing?
Sam kind of got sidetracked.
Sam's just like,
I think Sam is so sad that we can't do our regular drops and all that stuff. Pete, you want to talk about movies?
Oh, yeah, Conan came out.
Conan came out Friday.
New Conan movie.
Yeah. Finally quaffed Conan O'Brien, got his first movie.
There's so many movies I need. And I say, that's all I talk about is how many movies
Harry Potter.
I need to see. And I haven't seen him yet.
Nope. Neither have I.
The girlfriend's listening to the book. She's on book
four. Cool.
Good book. That's when it really
both
starts
sisters,
getting going.
Both Claire's sisters are all over the Harry Potter books right
that's
now.
That's when it really gets going.
Yep.
Get that.
When it gets into high gear.
Get a little sexual tension.
Yes.
That's when things get a little juicy in the world of Harry Potter.
We like to say hi to our friends across the street at the Meritage, sitting there at the bar, enjoying themselves.
Yeah, if you really want to get yourselves a nice little cocktail, maybe some nice seafood, some clams.
Yes, oysters, too.
Some oysters.
Some fine wine.
On the half shell.
Yes, exactly. So, but yeah.
Go on to the Meritage.
The movies that are coming out.
Neighbors and Brethren.
I heard 30 seconds or less is supposed to be pretty funny. I don't think I want to go spend $10 in a movie theater to see it.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
What were you doing? Just looking at books?
Yeah.
Sam just chilling.
What kind of books?
Hanging out, doing his own thing for a little bit. That's cool.
Just a yearbook.
Just a yearbook?
Sam was reminiscing about the high school days.
Reminisce.
And that was some very awkward silence we just had. let's get to our slow jam of the week. And I got a good one. I got a very good one. Very good one. Because Sam and I were driving over to Pete's house in preparation for the show tonight. And we're trying to figure out what we could play for a slow jam. And Teddy Pendergrass came to mind.
We did use this one.
Did we?
Yeah, we used
really?
This one. Yeah.
Did we?
Damn. But it's a good one.
It's fantastic.
Turn off the lights.
Yo!
What's up, Sam?
Getting tired.
I'm
going to
find another
here.
One.
You getting tired?
Sam is anxious because he's starting the school back up tomorrow.
Nice. What class you got tomorrow?
Career development and, like, fencing.
And poo taking 101.
Nice. Fencing. Man of the sword. The pen is mightier than the sword. Bull hockey,
Did
I say.
Did we play this shit?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm just getting shot down here.
Yeah, you're getting shot down.
I mean, that's just bad.
I think we've used up all the slow jams.
Wait a minute.
No.
I'm going to find something.
Well, what's the one from the card, Timmy?
We just tried it, but we had already played it. Man. Weak. I'm going to find something. Go ahead. Talk more. You guys talk about something while I figure this out.
Talk about something?
Talk about something. Talk dirty talk.
I didn't know I had school tomorrow. I heard that school was starting up tomorrow. But
how did you not know you have school tomorrow?
I knew that school was starting back up for college, but I didn't know I actually had a class on that day.
That's not really a slow jam.
We don't need a slow jam this week.
Damn.
No slow jam this week. Slow jam hiatus.
We are missing a lot of what are like our gimmicks this week.
We don't have to be gimmicky.
Yeah, but the gimmicks are fun. It's one thing to be gimmicky, but it's another thing to have fun gimmicks. Nah.
You don't need it. So you're fencing tomorrow. I hope you run somebody through.
With a practice sword that somehow...
He does not know what that means.
Yeah. Just get him right in the throat.
Let's see here. Get right in the throat.
I'll put the slug between your shoulder blades.
There you go. And so you're doing career development... Which is, have you read up on that class? What's the deal with it?
It just helps you sort out what you want to do, and there's also like a personal inventory test.
Nice. I think I need to take that test.
You should.
I think I need to figure out what my career, what my life dream, my life goal will be.
I am living the dream right now.
I do have that documentary, though, that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget about that.
You do.
What are you doing? Tim's sitting here on his phone.
I'm looking to see.
Did you clock out, Tim? Are you clocked out on those Livingston Brothers?
No, I'm looking to
Bro,
see.
Bro, we got 12 minutes.
If anyone is sitting there on Facebook wondering when we're going to post a goofy picture or when we're going to beg for fans.
We can beg for fans. Let's get 160.
How are we going to do it if we got 160?
We got we don't know. Somebody check for us. We got 13 minutes. Let's try and get... We already met 155.
Pete,
let's go for 160.
Pete, can we talk Fantasy Football Loser League, please?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Please? I want to bring this up first as a preamble to Pete talking about fantasy football, all right? So I
go
made my
it.
Team.
Sam, you talk too.
My team is called Rex...
Jump in whenever you want.
My team is called Rex Ryan's Tattoo.
Sam, what's your team's name? Did you name it?
No, actually.
Hmm.
I haven't even signed up. I got the message.
Dude, you got to sign up. The draft is on what?
Thursday.
Running out of time. You can draft with Tim. He'll help you out.
Yeah. You got to.
Well,
pick.
I don't know like anything about like drafting.
That's why you're going to be
with
Tim.
Because it's a loser league. So
and you're
going to
learn.
You can actually like, pick the worst players
you're gonna
and
learn.
You'll do good.
You don't want to pick good players. You want to pick the bad players.
You don't want to pick Tom Brady.
Well, I know that, but...
Welcome.
I've never done one.
Welcome to fantasy football.
See, my favorite part about this is... So, Pete wonders... Hi. Hi, you guys. How you
Fans.
Doing? Thank you. Is that
Fans.
A Tyler Nethaway sighting?
I hope so.
That looked like a Tyler Nethaway sighting.
And if it's Tyler Nethaway, you know what that means. That man is not wearing pants.
Wow. Yes. Actually, the cool thing about the league was, so Pete sends me an email and is like, are you in the league yet? And for a second, I thought I wasn't because I've been invited to like 6 fantasy football leagues.
Wow. So now I feel,
okay.
Thanks for joining
our league. But this is the thing. I was like, I have leagues and I'm like, look, I have leagues I repeat every year. Obviously, I'm in the League of Extraordinary General Managers with Pete and with Cole Garner and the great Greg Alexander and Brian Boteri. Basically just the greatest fantasy GMs in the history of football.
Did you sign up for SNKCapcom.com?
I did, as okay. well. And so Pete sends me another invite, and I named the team Pants Optional. So lo and behold, I tell Pete, okay, I have two teams, so you have to get rid of my last team. And Pete asked, which team do you want to keep? I was like, Rex Ryan's Tattoo. That was my first team. So, of course, Yahoo's jargon for when a team is deleted from the league says, Commissioner Peter has dropped Pants Optional. I immediately posted to the league site.
You got a caller.
I immediately posted to the league site that in the Pants Optional League, Pete has dropped the pants.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Caller.
Caller.
Yes, I'm the guy who just drove by, and it was not Tyler Nethaway.
It's E-Money. E-Money.
It's E-Money.
It's E-Money.
E-Money.
We need to get E-Money. We need to play like an E-Money track.
Yeah, E-Money, you got a clean track, man. You need to send it our way.
Shout-outs to E-Money on the freestyle. I saw the video.
You saw the video
stuff
where
was hype.
The second half of the verse?
That was hype.
Thank you, man.
That was hype.
Are you guys on Ustream? Like, live on Ustream? Because you can play the video. But if not, I could send you a song, and I'll get famous, like, instantly.
Look at this guy.
That's how stuff gets done right
man,
there.
E-Money coming through.
But you got to see it. He gets on. It's DJ Amen, who's a local yeah. DJ who's gotten big. They do it in San Francisco, right? Like a freestyle, like showcase.
It's like the Team Backpack Cyphers, where we just have local Bay Area artists come and rap 16 verses. And you know, normally you have to write the verses, and that's what I've been doing is writing the verses. And then I just said screw it. You know, I didn't even like what I had written down, so I just went off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying?
And it came out sick. You have to see the video. We'll post it on.
Pete will have to do it when he gets home. But yeah,
but
we'll definitely
clean.
Post it for sure.
E-Money, he brings it. He brings the hot fire.
Spit hot fire!
E-Money spits the rappers. Hot fire. Like, without
like D-Lon.
We got to get, like, E-Money saying, like, you're listening to Lil Slipping Some.
Oh,
Brothers.
Man.
Like, this is E-Money. You're listening
yeah,
to
Lil Slipping
Some.
Yeah, dude,
Slipping
for Brothers. Sure, man. We got to get you doing an intro so then we can switch it up on a weekly basis.
He's going to do it. E-Money.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm a big fan. I've been a fan of the Livingston brothers since before I was a rapper, you know?
Yes. See, this guy. I love it. Fantastic yes. stuff. By the way, I mean, you got something in the works right now?
Yeah, I'm working on a mixtape right now. And
I'm
then
loving
after the mixtape, I'm going to do my first album, my first, like, real album that I'm going to put on iTunes and just test the market and see if people still pay for music.
Yeah,
know?
Very
if
interesting.
Not, I'll just probably just end up giving that away for free, too, but hey, who knows.
Yeah. We will have it, and we will be playing it.
Just got to get us that clean cut, you know?
Maybe we will use it for our weekly. We can, like, play a track, background music. Just play a little E-Money in the background.
Yeah, man. It's going to be... I mean, I'm mainly clean anyways, so I don't even need to worry about sending you clean versions of
Very
the
cool.
songs, because I don't really have a foul mouth to begin with. So.
Yes, sir. Very cool.
Clean with his vocabulary, clean with his rhymes.
Clean with his compliments to Los Livingston Brothers. E-Money, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Dude, we appreciate you being a fan for sure, man. We definitely support what you got going on right now. And congrats on all your success. And definitely congrats on all your future success, because this guy's got it going down right now.
I think you can go on, put it on your resume, official supporter of E-Money, Los Livingston Brothers.
I think you
put
should.
Put that on there.
We should, man.
Yeah, hey, I always got you. And all my fellow rappers in San Francisco, I'm gonna tell everybody to tune in via KSVY.org. And every
we
Sunday
go.
Night, we're going to all just gather around and
there
listen.
We go.
That's fantastic.
Let us know
man.
When you're listening in. We'll give you guys shout-outs.
Yeah, man,
shout-out
for sure.
For days.
Very cool.
Bay Area's finest, E-Money.
One of the best. Sonoma's finest, I can say that.
Yes. There we go.
There you go, for sure.
I'm working on it.
Very good, man. Very good.
The new hotness coming out of Sonoma, E-Money.
Yup.
Homegrown talent.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you, E-Money.
All right, take it easy.
Man, you too. Man, look at that.
That's our
major
first
fan.
Major hip-hop entertainer to call into the show.
It was so great because we're talking about how we can get famous people to call into the show.
We just had
you
one.
You know, I mean, we got Keats.
We've made it.
We got Dogface.
Sam,
we
made it.
Now we got
it.
E-Money. We've made
yes,
it.
Yes, we did.
We've made it.
We're there.
We're there. I mean, you get us Greg Alexander and ESPN calls Monday morning, you know? I mean,
we are like the entertainment
we
capital.
We are. Think about this. I want you to think about where we reach out, these tentacles of Los Livingston Brothers, where we got them.
Tentacle rape. That is
no.
Los Livingston Brothers.
Yikes.
What?
Yuck.
No.
Wow. Let's not do that, Pete.
Somewhere Gibby Z is laughing. Gibby's like, yes.
Gibby just.
What other radio show would reference that?
Oh, God. Yeah. That was a Hong Kong movie. What was it? I can't remember.
We won't even. Let's not even dive into that. Let's not dive. We don't need that.
It's a
Sam knows what I'm talking.
It's a Shuma
about.
Gorath reference.
In some way.
4 minutes away.
I wonder how many fans we're up to.
Yeah,
we just got E-Money calling in, so that's probably.
I mean, seriously,
like
half of his fans just like tuned in. We're pushing for the younger demographic, you know. The kids who are listening to the hip hops and the raps
the
and all that.
And the raps. I think what we should do maybe I've been working on the video
album.
and everything else for the Kickstarter website. Maybe we'll have to get JD will have to come on. Maybe we'll get JD sitting in the booth next Sunday.
Spitting hot fire.
Business partner.
Like D-Lon.
My life partner.
D-Lon spit hot fire.
There we go.
Diddy D-Lon spit hot fire.
Maybe we could do like a segment with E-Money, have him come on and do like a 30-second freestyle. Just drop a beat.
You do realize that if you get E-Money on here to do a freestyle, it won't be 30 seconds. It'll be like 30 minutes because that dude can go.
Well, we'll just have him do 30 seconds and that's it. Just be like, dude, just 30-second freestyle.
We'll have to
go.
Stop.
And then that's the thing. He just shows up, 30-second freestyle.
We really should do that.
Says
we'll,
peace
you
out.
Know what? We'll do that when the webcam gets up.
Oh, for sure.
We gotta get that going when the webcam comes up. So what we'll do, you know, Pete, for those of you who don't know, is actually going to be going to Europe next Monday. He's going to be here during next week's show. But then after that, we're actually going to try and see if we can't get a Skype connection going with him so that he can be a part of the broadcast while he's in Europe for those two Sundays. It's two or three Sundays that he'll be gone.
I don't know if we'll be able to because you guys won't have a keyboard or...
Well, we're going to work on this, Pete. We got to realize that if we're going to be able to do our show... You know, we want to do it exactly. So we'll work this out. There will be a certain amount of talking that I will have to do to try and get us to be back to where we were, the drop-dropping kings of radio, and we were the pants-dropping kings of radio too.
I'm not too worried about the drops.
I'm worried about the lack of non-pants activities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they can take our legend around Valley away from us, but, I mean, you can't take away us being able to find goofy noises and play YouTube videos that are hype.
Ow, my ears.
Yeah,
just
sorry.
A little
I did
bit,
not
Tim.
Mean. I was trying
you,
to.
You're right by the mic. I'll go look at him.
Tim is.
I'm
making
out with the mic. Yes, I am.
Sam, words of wisdom.
What you got for me, Sam?
Look at that goofy guy by the restaurant. I think he got locked out again.
Oh, are we doing this again?
No. No.
We're not.
He's just chilling, I think, having a cigarette.
So, Sam,
word to wisdom.
What you got?
I didn't like school. Well, you got to make the most of it. I wish I could have done different things, but that's why you got to take chances.
There you go.
Do your own thing. Don't let other people... tell you what to do or whatever, just to be cool or whatever. That stuff doesn't last after high school.
There you go. Do your own thing.
We'll be up on Tuesday. Follow the Slimson Brothers. I'm a couple episodes away from finishing the entire series of The Sopranos. You're gonna have my thoughts up on those Livingston Brothers at some point this week.
Do I get to borrow
Yeah, you'll be able to borrow.
Because I kind of need to finish it.
I know. No, I'm going to be done either tomorrow or Tuesday, so you'll get a chance to borrow it after that, for sure.
There you go.
Well, LosLivingstonBrothers.com. Please visit the Los Livingston Brothers fan page on Facebook. We love the support. We love our fans. We thank you for tuning in every week like you have. We will have a webcam soon. If you are interested, Loser League, Los Livingston Brothers Fantasy Football, come at us. We'll be back next week.
Go!
You're listening to Sun FM 91.3 KSVY in Sonoma, California.
Near the Bay of Life statue. This will be a great opportunity.